This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joy podcast from LGBTQIA+ community radio station, Joy 94.9. For more information and tons of other podcasts, head to joy.org.au.
Now, who's actually a Joy presenter and what was a board member at one stage? And he's written a couple of books. So, Andy Mack, are you there?
I am, David Hunt. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good.
Yeah, like, we know you, of course, from the show that is on before Sunday Arts Magazine called Three Chords and the Truth.
Yes.
And how long has that show been going for?
16 years.
Whoa.
I can't believe it. Yeah, last month, yeah. So it's been a great pleasure and privilege to be presenting on Joy for such a long time.
Yeah, and what keeps you going? With a show, you know, because you've got a whole band of presenters and you move it around a bit, so you're just not on air all the time. What keeps you going, Andy, with the show?
A few things. One, we've designed it to be a low effort show, just quietly. So we have, you know, we all listen to music, but then we just pick some things we love and come in and chat and do them. So we don't have to do hours of special research. That's the big part of it. And then the other part is it's just such a privilege to be broadcasting to the community and get feedback and just make a connection. And, yeah, radio is fun.
Yeah, it certainly is. And, yeah, like, yes, you're lucky you don't have to put much effort in. Not like this show that I do, which that's all it is researching and booking artists and whatever. But, hey, I love doing what I do. Now, you're also an artist, as in a visual artist. We actually had a couple of your paintings available at one of the art auctions that Sunday Arts Magazine does a couple of years back. And I've seen on social media some of your art. But then all of a sudden you've turned around and written some books. Where did that come from?
It's been a secret dream for decades. Like from when I was at uni, I did an original book that I worked on for many years and didn't quite get through. And then I've come back recently and really worked hard. The part of books I like the most is the middle grade readers, so like 8 to 12 year old kids.
Okay.
And I think that was the time I loved reading the most in my life. Sort of a strange thing. I don't have kids, but I really like writing at that level.
Yeah, and are you an uncle?
I am. I'm an uncle, uncle, 10 times.
Right. Ten times. So, because the titles of the books are called what?
Sybilla Dankworth and Her Unusual Uncle.
Now, where did the name come from? Or was it just a fun name that you thought, oh, let's do it about a name like that?
Yeah, I think it's just a fun name. The Sybilla Dankworth was intentionally meant to sound quite posh and serious and very proper, and then the Unusual Uncles is just a contrasting, silly thing to go with it. So I just thought it was a fun title that would grab people's attention.
Yeah, but there's not just one book. How many? There's four, isn't there?
There's four, and they all have names of the Chinese zodiac. They're all Sybilla Dankworth and Her Unusual Uncles, and the first one is Ox, the second one is Snake, the third one is Rooster, and the fourth one is Dragon.
Right. And what's the storyline? How does it unfold?
Sybilla receives a mysterious letter that has a code in it that her uncles help her crack, and it turns out her parents that had died when she was 1 year old were murdered, and the thing they were investigating was a terrible gang that wants to control the world's weather. So it's all about weather, which is very sort of current.
Excellent. I love, you're like, Andy, I've just got to ask you, as it's unfolding here, it must have been so much fun sitting there thinking, now what can be the plot? What can be was it hard to come up with it, or did it just flow once you got going?
It sort of flows. I did a skeleton, like a very bare skeleton of the whole plot of the whole four books, but then, and then as I wrote, I filled it out and had more details. But I did think of new ideas from time to time, but I didn't find it hard.
So it's this mystery story, and as you said, the weather's involved, which is very much about climate control.
It's by adventure. It's more exciting than mystery, maybe. It's more action and good guys and bad guys. And her, Sibylla's parents and her uncles were in a secret organisation that stops evil things that aren't illegal.
Right.
Does that make sense? So things like slavery for a long time wasn't illegal, but it was a bad thing.
Oh, okay. Yep, yep.
And if you went into the middle of the Indian Ocean and controlled all the weather, that wouldn't be illegal, but it would affect all the crops in Australia and cause floods and whatever.
Yep.
But
yeah,
so there are plenty of illegal things that aren't, plenty of evil things that aren't illegal.
And like whale fishing that the Japanese have done for many years. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, Ripper, absolutely. So that's their good group that's sort of fighting the bad guys, and the bad guys are very camp and exaggerated. The leader of the bad guys quotes lots of Donald Trump expressions when she's talking. So, she says, I'm a very stable genius, and I have the best words, and which kids don't pick up, but it just was really fun stuff to throw in there.
Yeah, and what age group are you aiming at with these books?
8 to 12.
Right.
8 to 12 is the thing.
Yep.
They're sort of shorter maybe than the length that age books. So they're shorter than Harry Potter books, I would say. They're more sort of the 1970s to 1980s sort of length of books. They're quite straightforward and lots of adventure.
Yeah. Now, how hard is it? Are you self-published?
Yes. So I've printed up 100 sets, and I've actually got them into two bookshops. So I was just trying to get them out there myself, and two bookshops have taken them on, and another couple are saying they will. And the two bookshops are the queer bookshops, one in Sydney, the bookshop Darlinghurst, and one in Melbourne, Hares and Hyenas.
Right, okay. But there are so many great bookshops around Melbourne these days that, like a little bit of pounding the pavement. I reckon, although, like sometimes it's hard selling yourself, isn't it?
Yeah. Readings, there's an independent group called Readings Bookstores, and they're taking it in January.
Oh, fantastic.
They've got a children's bookstore in Carlton. And the selling point, I didn't realise this, the selling point of the books is some members of Sibylla's family are queer. There's a gay character and a transgender character, and I didn't really think this through, but a couple of people said to me, for 8 to 12-year-olds, all the books with any queer content are about difficult coming-out journeys, and Sally has two mothers, and, and John wants to wear a dress, and it's all tough stuff, but in your books, the family just accepted, accept these queer characters, and no one could care less, and that's a really positive selling point. And I've actually been able to get into two queer bookshops on that basis. That's something that really stands out.
Actually, you're right. Because it's becoming more and more within our community. Like you say, what was your coming out story with your parents? And they go, I've never had that conversation, and I never will, because I don't think it's important. I don't feel that I need to come out to them, but they know that I'm gay, but we don't really have that conversation.
No, it's just accepted, and you're loved, and you get on with life, and have some adventures. So that's sort of a bit of the basis, and that's
right.
Just given me a little bit of a market for these books, which I hadn't planned on.
Fantastic. And so, Andy, it's Hares and Hyenas here in Melbourne, and that Darlinghurst bookshop, I know it well, on Oxford Street. What about, can you buy them through you online or something?
No, I'm doing it at the bookshops at this point, just to give them the best shot at, selling as much as possible. So only through the bookshops at this point, and then ultimately I'll go online and maybe get onto Amazon Kindle or something, but only through those two bookshops at this point.
Okay, and then in the new year, readings. So I mean, readings are huge, absolutely huge.
Yeah.
You should try the St Kilda one as well, because that's a very popular bookshop. The readings.
The covers have. I designed the covers. You were saying I do some art.
Yes,
the covers of these books, and that's really been a great selling point too. Quite a few bookshops have gone, the covers, they really grab you. So that's been part of it as well.
Well, congratulations on doing it.
Thank you.
Tell me, what are they called again?
Sibylla Dankworth and Her Unusual Uncle.
All right. And it's available at Hess and Hyenas now.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes. Okay. Andy, good on you for doing this. I think it's a wonderful thing to do, and I can't wait to see them on the bestsellers books.
Thanks so much, David.
All right. See you later. And thanks again for Three Chords and the Truth.
Yeah, thank you. Pleasure. Thanks
right.
a lot.
Bye.
Thank you,
Ben. You're on Joy 94.9. This is Sunday.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community radio station, Joy 94.9. For more podcasts or to support Joy by becoming a member, donating or subscribing, head to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.